transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
My brothers and sisters, this second Sunday of the Triodion, the Sunday we call the Sunday of the Prodigal Son, has many messages within the gospel. The one, and I think singular, most important message of this morning's gospel is that no matter what we do, God loves us. There is absolutely nothing we can do in life that would make God not love us. And the example that Christ gives us is the parable of the prodigal son. This young, selfish, thoughtless son who won't even wait for his father to die to get his inheritance. He goes to the father and demands his share of the inheritance early. And the father loves him. So the father gives him the portion that is due. And it says in the gospel that after not many days, he went off to a distant country and wasted everything he had on loose living. We can imagine, but we shouldn't imagine. We can imagine what he did. You think, you name it, he did it. And he ended up in the middle of a famine, in the middle of the desert, Aslema, we could say, with nothing. No food, no clothing, no money, no job, nothing. And it says, not anyone gave him anything. Totally alone. And so he went, and the gospel says he joined himself to one of the citizens. He made himself a slave of one of the citizens. And he found himself feeding the pigs. And I think it's interesting that the gospel says he would have gladly eaten the food that the pigs were eating. That's where he was in his life. From this great life that he had with his father and his brother and servants, from this great life, he lost everything, and he was lucky to even eat some pig slop. So he thinks to himself, even my father's servants have more than I have. I'm going to go and become one of my father's servants. Now, why is this important? Because we, my brothers and sisters, waste what God has given us. God has given us great blessings in our life. And I'm not just talking about material blessings. We all receive a particular blessing from God when we're baptized, when we receive the Holy Spirit. We receive gifts of the Holy Spirit, and yet what do we do with them? We waste them away. We find ourselves surrounded by nothing. And so we think to ourselves, we had something. We had something that God gave us. What did we do with it? And hopefully, the reason the church is giving us this gospel today is that we can then return to God, not to demand everything back, but to return to Him and say, we're not worthy of the gifts. Just let us back in the house. that beautiful humility of the Son when it says in the gospel, he came to himself, he came to his senses. Didn't demand special treatment. Just let me into the house as one of your servants, he says. And the Father, seeing the Son way in the distance, runs after him and throws the most amazing party. Kills the fatted calf. Now we have to fully appreciate this fatted calf. This was the prize calf. This was the most expensive animal that they had. They could have sold it for a whole lot of money. And instead, the father slaughtered it because he had his son back. And my brothers and sisters, that's how much God loves us. He opens up the gates to heaven for us. He throws the most grand celebration. We're in the middle of it right now. The grand celebration where he offers the most prized celebration. But it's not the fatted calf. It is the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The most precious thing that God can give us is himself. It doesn't matter what sins we've committed in the past. That's how much God loves us. But there's a warning in this morning's gospel. And the warning is two parts. First, the younger son had to leave the sinful life behind to return to God. He didn't bring his sinful life with him. He left it in the past. We, my brothers and sisters, have to leave our sinful life in the past. We have to just put it down wherever it is and leave it there and return to God. And when we do that, then God is going to give us that fresh, wonderful celebration start. The second warning is the oldest brother. The oldest brother who never left his father. The loyal brother. The obedient brother. The servant brother. He was the one in hell in this morning's gospel. Simply because he could not stand to see his father love the brother. He had basically disowned him. He says, "That son of yours. I never left you. I was obedient. And you wouldn't even give me a goat to have a party with my friends. And you're giving him the most prized possession?" And the father begs him, "Please come in. Come into the celebration. Come into the banquet. Your brother was dead and is now alive. He was lost and is now found. Come, join the celebration." And he refused. So the sinful younger brother was in heaven, and the loyal, obedient brother was the one in hell, simply because he could not love the way God loves. My brothers and sisters, in the weeks to come, we are going to have the opportunity to live this gospel. It is our chance today to leave sin behind. It is our chance today to then return to the Father, to return to life with God, and to say to him, "God, we're not worthy of the blessings, And then when we turn around and we see others returning, and we know that they will be returning because through Lent, and especially at Holy Week and Palm Sunday and Holy Friday, the church is going to be filled, the property is going to be filled with hundreds and thousands of people. And God will love each and every one of them. What's our reaction going to be? It's about time. Where have you been? You're in my seat. Ah, see, that one caught some people's attention, right? Don't let that stick you up. Be thankful that people return to God. Be thankful that God loves us and them. Because we're all in this thing together. You, me, we are united to each other in our baptism. And we need each other. Don't let anyone stay outside the doors. Beg them to return so that we can enjoy the glorious celebration, not just today's divine liturgy, but every divine liturgy, and coming, and it's going to come faster than we realize, the celebration of the glorious resurrection of our Lord. Where I will continue to challenge us to give up our seat to those who have not been here in a while. It might sound difficult, but that small detail is what opens our hearts to God's love and allows us to enter and to join Him in the celebration. Glory to God for all things.
As far as they could bear it. Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.